Hey, good morning, Tom and Christy. Good morning, Sioux Falls. Hope everybody's doing well. We got a pop quiz question for you. Name the name of the celebrity who back in 1977 was a busboy at New York Studio 54. He admits making a lot of extra money by clearing out private areas of the clubs for VIPs to do drugs. Is it Mark Cuban, Prince, Kevin Bacon, or Alec Baldwin? Answer in just a minute. Sad news, waking up this morning to the news that former heavyweight champion Ken Norton died yesterday. I became friends with Ken Norton back when I was 16 years old. I went to all of Ken's fights. We were that close. I saw him fight Muhammad Ali in San Diego. Saw him fight Ali in L.A. in the Yankee Stadium. Saw him fight George Foreman and Larry Holmes. Saddest part of Ken Norton's life is that he and his son, Ken Norton Jr., who later played for the Dallas Cowboys, had a falling out, ridiculous falling out, and they never made peace and never spoke to each other again. Ken Norton was 70 years old. TV review Jerry Bruckheimer has come up with another fresh, compelling television show that is bound to be a hit. Hostages debuts next Monday on CBS. On the first episode, the president is having a mask removed from his lung, and a rogue FBI agent is there to make sure that the operation fails. And you're going to need a scorecard to keep the kidnappers away from those who are being kidnapped apart. It is a bit confusing. Great writing, great show. And by the way, only 15 episodes in the entire show. 3 stars. As the mods and ends, don't invite Jennifer Lawrence, Blake Lively, Charlize Theron, Mila Kunis, Megan Fox to a party. All have turned into teetotalers. None of them drink. None of them will ever go to a party. They don't go to parties. And if you're looking for a special gift for that special person for Christmas, www.gottahaveit.com. They always have some great, great items up for auction, sports and entertainment memorabilia. And for next week only, 27 articles of clothing worn by James Gandolfini on The Sopranos are going to be auctioned off. Suits, robes, shirts, even ties. Starting bids, $200. And you can get some of these ties for about $250. Comes in a frame and a letter of authenticity. www.gottahaveit.com. And who worked at Studio 54? Is it Mark Cuban, Prince, Kevin Bacon, Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin.
Kevin Bacon.
Alec Baldwin, play the lady.
Oh.
Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike Evans. See ya.
Thanks, Mike. Your Hollywood Buzz is brought to you by Beds and Beds, the